We're doing Chafetz Chaim, and we're about to start. Technically, it's one paragraph, but we will break it down at least into two classes, maybe three, because it spans many concepts that are important to us and have relevance to us in other areas of our lives as well, not only in the laws of Lashon Hara. So the first concept he's going to discuss is the concept Meheman Kebei Trei. What does Meheman Kebei Trei mean? It means, ordinarily we say, one witness has the value of one witness. Two witnesses have a totally different value. There, what they say counts as testimony. Sometimes you have a situation where you say, I trust him as though he were two witnesses. You can have a scenario where you say, I don't have any questions. If he says it to me, I believe him. There's no question in my mind that it's true. There are such scenarios in one's life, and that has halachic relevance. There are many scenarios where we apply this. So we have the concept of ne'emanut, trust, which is not testimony. So for example, I brought in cookies. Let's say there were no label on the cookies. So how do you eat the cookies? There was a label, but the box was open. How do you know I didn't put in other cookies in there? How do you know it's kosher? How do you know, right, I brought cake last night, homemade cake. How did you know it was kosher? I'll tell you it's kosher, but I don't know because my wife made it. How do I know it's kosher? Who testifies it's kosher? So we have a concept in halacha that's called Eid Echad, one witness is ne'eman, is believed be'isurin. With regards to prohibition, if one person tells you it's kosher, if it's someone worth trusting, you can trust them. And we do. I mean, I brought food, you ate it. My wife gives me food, I eat it. So we believe one person, provided it's someone that we know is reliable, that it's kosher. A number of years ago, I took the guys on a field trip. We went to buy esrogim. What I did not know was that the market we went to buy esrogim in, none of them had a certificate saying that their esrogim were kosher. So we're going from booth to booth to booth, and all the booths, none of them have a certificate. So they're all showing me certificates that say that the one who grew them, he has kosher esrogim. Well, how do I know you brought his esrogim? How do I know these are his? So one of the sellers decided to take advantage that I was there with a group of students, and he says to me, you don't trust me? Why doesn't a Jew trust a Jew? I said, you're 100% right. I want to take esrogim for me and all the guys here, and I'll come back tomorrow to pay. So the guy says, no way. I said, you don't trust me? Why doesn't a Jew trust a Jew? You know, so I'm supposed to trust you, but you're not supposed to trust me. The question is, do we really trust the person? Sometimes you walk into a store, and the person has pictures of all kinds of rabbis on the wall, and he has no certification that his food is kosher. I know of a store owner, more than one, that puts on a yarmulke when they come into work. They take off the yarmulke when they go out of work. And they leave their shop 20 minutes before Shabbos, and they live an hour away. It's very clear they're not keeping Shabbos. So the fact that a person wears a yarmulke or has nice pictures on the wall doesn't mean I can trust him. So the concept, Eid Echad Ne'eman Bi'Isurin, means if I have someone who I have good reason to trust, so then I can trust them on all kinds of prohibitions, including whether the food is kosher. That's the classical example. But now we're talking about a different concept. We're talking about Meheman Kebei Trei, that sometimes someone is trustworthy by me as though I had two witnesses giving me testimony. That's a different level. That's not just it's a kosher Jew. It's someone who, in this realm, I completely trust them. That's a different concept. Meaning there's the regular concept, he's a kosher Jew. If I know him to be a kosher Jew and he tells me the food is kosher, I can eat by him. Then there's a different concept, that the person is so believable to me in this area that to me it's as though witnesses gave testimony. That's where the Chafetz Chaim is going to discuss. He's going to discuss three scenarios about Lashon Hara. He says, number one, if a person who you completely trust, Meheman Kebei Trei, you trust them, you have no question in your mind when they tell you something that it's true, what if they tell you Lashon Hara? Are you allowed to accept it? Question number two, Mesiach Lefi Tumo, the guy isn't coming to tell you the story. You hear him reporting. Your next door neighbor comes in to bring the car to be fixed. You happen to be standing by the mechanic, and your next door neighbor doesn't even see you standing there, and he tells the mechanic, he says about you, he says, Chaim's brother was visiting him for Shabbos, and Chaim doesn't realize that his brother's a crook. In shul, I got shlishi and Chaim's brother didn't. So Chaim's brother came Matzei Shabbos and slashed my tire. But Chaim thinks his brother's a tzaddik. You're standing there, you're Chaim, and you're saying, what, my brother slashed someone's tires? But he wasn't telling you the story. He was saying it over innocently to the mechanic who doesn't even know who Chaim is. He says to the mechanic, you know, I have this neighbor Chaim, he's a really nice guy, and he doesn't know his brother's a crook. He doesn't know his brother's a criminal. I don't know if to tell him or not. Look at what he did to my tires, just because I got the aliyah he wanted. You're standing there listening. That's a concept in halacha called mesiach lefi tumo. The guy is speaking innocently. He has no intentions of telling you a story. Do I believe it or not? Now, this has relevance also in terms of testimony about a person dying. Very often, people would disappear. Yeah, once upon a time, there were crusades, there were wars. People would disappear. You wanted to be able to tell their wife that the guy is dead so she could get remarried. What happens if you're standing at a bar and you hear a non-Jewish person standing there talking to the next guy in the bar saying, I was on the war field and I saw this guy, and he starts describing this MIA, this missing in action, and he's just telling over a story. He doesn't even know that you want it as testimony to free up the wife, to tell her, you know, we have testimony, you're a widow, you can get remarried. So very often, whereas if a non-Jew would walk into court, we would say, I don't know if he's telling me the truth or not. Maybe someone paid him off, maybe not. But if he's mesiach lefi tumo, if he's talking and he has no intention of giving testimony, he's just shooting the breeze, so then what he says, it carries more weight. And the third example is that there's supportive proof that the story is true. The guy is telling you a story, and you have support. You have external evidence that supports, doesn't prove the story, but supports it. So those are the three scenarios the Chafetz Chaim is going to explore. Am I allowed to believe the Lashon Hara when it is Mehemen Kebet Rei, when it is someone who I trust completely, like two witnesses? When it is Mesiach Lefi Tumo, the person isn't here to tell me the story. He's saying it over to someone else. He doesn't even realize I'm listening. He's saying it plainly, not as Lashon Hara. Or thirdly, if I have supportive evidence. Those are the three examples, and the Chafetz Chaim is going to go into that. We'll continue here, Bezat Shem, next time.